Expressions in the Dark have been happening in Springfield for about a decade. It's a time once a month for artists, especially poets, to come together and share what they've been working on. It's known for having an urban feel and for being open and welcoming to artists of all kinds. I recently stopped by one of the events to chat with some of the people behind Expressions in the Dark. First, here's Kimberly Moore, who organizes the events. She starts by telling me how she got into poetry in the first place. We spoke outside Homespun Republic in the Vinegar Hill Mall as the crowd started to arrive and a DJ played.
My cousin actually got me interested in poetry when I was like 9, 10, 11. Around that age, I've always been like in the arts. I've been in music. I started playing piano when I was 3. I took the violin in 4th grade, and then I was in Sagamon Youth Symphony Orchestra. So I've been in the arts like my whole life. I was in dance and gymnastics and all that stuff. So I've been in the arts, and she was like, all my cousins write poetry, and so they would have like poetry for our family reunion, like programs and stuff. And so.
So how long have the Expressions in the Dark events been going on?
10 years, 10 plus years actually.
Wow.
10 plus years, and we started in February 2003. It was a hip hop open mic, and then it evolved into just poetry, and then it was poetry and music, and then we were like poetry, music, and comedy.
So it started with hip hop, and then it went to poetry, and then from there just kind of opened up
to everybody, to whoever had talent, who wanted to hone their skills, get feedback, get a place to perform so people know what they do. So and that's what it kind of evolved into. I mean, we've had so many different things over these years of people coming, I mean, from all over the nation. Like we've had some dynamic spoken word artists, hip-hop artists, musicians, and in fact, it was like, and now they've gone on to do like bigger and better things. So it's like, it's amazing to see the evolution of these people and their craft. So I'm like, so I still want to give people now that same opportunity that, you know, I've seen them do. I think it's imperative, especially for Springfield, because Springfield doesn't really have anything like this. Around, it's like a couple of hip like open mics, but I don't really hear about them. I see it in like the Illinois Times, and I'm like, no, we need to be bringing Expressions back, because Expressions is just different. I hear all the time, it's just like the performers, I mean national performers, like, this is like the best open mic I've ever been to. Like, what? How do you mean? Like, I was like, no, because you feel loved here. Like, they give you that love, that feedback.
And I've heard it described as having an urban feel, maybe more so than other events in town. Describe what that means to you.
It's like we have more African-American performers, but we've had a Chinese DJ who was female. Tom Irwin, he used to come all the time. It's Josh. It was like, we have... And that's another thing. Our audience, our performers, it's mixed. Even though the majority of them are African American, we have a mix of people, and that's what I love, and that's what I'm really the culture I'm trying to bring back. It's for talented people. We don't care. You can be black, white, orange, yellow, purple, green. I don't care. If you have talent and you're trying, and it's good talent, I want you on my stage, because this is how people get to learn cultural things. And like, it's like, come share. We've had African drummers, we've had African dancers, literally African from Africa musicians. We've had jam sessions that just came. I have to say that Expressions has given people a lot of stepping stones to other things. That's what it's about. And I'm not a picky person. I don't like cussing a lot. I understand cussing, but if you just come up here and that's all you do, I'm like, that ain't gonna work. But you know, I understand. I'm like, I don't like vulgar stuff.
Who would you suggest come and check this out?
Everybody. Absolutely everybody. Everybody. If you play an instrument, come. If you don't play an instrument, you want to check them out, come. If you a DJ, come let me know. If you want a DJ, if you want to host, you want to try hosting. If you play a banjo, come. If you play a ukulele, if you sing, if you write music and you want people to hear your band, you got a band you want to hear, it doesn't matter. It's open to everyone.
That was Kimberly Moore, who organizes the events known as Expressions in the Dark, an open mic night for artists of all kinds in Springfield, especially poets. I also spoke with a host that night.
Leroy Newbarn, stage name Scooby the Lyricist, originally from Decatur, Illinois, now reside in Springfield, Illinois.
And how long have you been part of Expressions in the Dark?
I want to say since I was 21, so about five years.
And how did you get involved?
Interesting story. Pretty much, to make a very long story short, a mutual friend of me and Kim introduced me to Kim, introduced me to Expressions in the Dark after she found out that I did poetry and wanted to check out more stuff other than hip-hop shows in Springfield. Came out to one as a performer, been doing it for roughly 4 or 5 years, just came out and did poetry. Next thing I know, I'm 26 years old and I'm hosting it now, so.
And Scooby the Lyricist is your stage name.
Yes.
What do you perform?
Pretty much a whole bunch of everything. Hip-hop, poetry, dabble a little bit in comedy. Our audience here are very honest and very receptive. If they like it, they'll let you know. If they don't like it, they'll let you know. It's events like this, which in the open mic setting, pretty much give a lot of people a chance to get in front of people and share their work, and people who are scared to get in front of people and share their work to get over their stage fright and share it. I know it helped me a whole lot, because a lot of the new stuff that I try, I get a chance to try here in front of an honest crowd and then get a chance to fine tune it and tweak it.
Does it feel like this kind of fills a role that otherwise people might not have, like a good event or place to go for this thing in particular?
Yes, most definitely, because in Springfield, a lot of people always talk about as far as like urban entertainment, urban events go, that there's not enough. Like the only thing we really get in Springfield are hip hop shows, which are not bad. It's good for people like in the 18 to 25 year old range, like people 25 and over, they want something that's like a little bit more adult to do, something that's more laid back to do, and Springfield really doesn't offer it like that. So with us at least doing it once a month, we do offer event where people 25 and older or more mature crowd can just get out, mingle amongst themselves, enjoy a nice night out, have fun, really don't have to worry about type of crowd that a hip-hop show, a hip-hop crowd or hip-hop club on any other weekend night might bring. Like, this is pretty much something like for the person that just wants something different to do, just wants to unwind before they head back into work, something to unwind to when they get off a hard day of work, just an event where people get a chance to live and just feel like an adult. So everyone here is pretty much family. Just come out, enjoy it, share your work, share your passion, share what makes you you. Don't have to worry about anyone coming to laugh at you. For an artist trying to get their first start somewhere, this is the perfect place to do it, because our stage is open to anybody. Plus, you'll also be sharing stage with world-renowned artists, spoken word artists, music artists. So it's a good place to hone your skills, a good place to find yourself.
That was Leroy Newbarn, a.k.a. Scooby the Lyricist, who performs at Expressions in the Dark and hosts the events. And now, finally, here's a poem written and read by local poet Carmen Shears.
This is an allegory that I call intellectual self-defense. It starts off with a short story and then the poem. Once upon a time, there arose a monster who gave birth to a nation. The monster had no conscience, and its offspring were all blind. In a nearby land, little industrious animals worked in harmony with their habitat and were unaware of the worlds around them, contented in the tasks their hands would find. Hidden by the darkness, the slobbering, sticky-tentacled monster studied the resourcefulness of the little animals, marveling at the unity of movement and the selflessness in which each shared with like kind. How easy it would be to subdue these animals, the monster mused to itself. I must take this food for my precious young. So the monster stretched out its tentacles for the underground resources it could mine. The invasion met with shock and protest as the industry turned to fear. You have no right to steal our resources. We demand you get out of here. But the monster stuffed its face much faster and thought, to avoid this fray, I'll forego the foraging and feed them to my young and stop the protesting that way. The tiny workers, having realized their plight, were not prepared for battle. The leaders declared, every camp for themselves, and each one a new direction skedaddled. The monster rejoiced and selected at will, one by one, each poor victim to abscond with. And its offspring did praise him for the delicious snacks that they joyfully did stuff their gullets with.
You care for us so carefully, said the blind, greedy fiends. We've so much that we're prone to be bored. It's our right to be supreme, and we know this for sure. It's provision from us, from our Lord.
As the numbers were dwindling, the animals decried, are we content to just run or get eaten? We can move and rebuild, but how long will that last now that we let it believe we've been beaten? We've established ourselves in a place of our own without famine or fear or danger. So it doesn't seem right that with all that we are, we'd accept this demise from a stranger. So the industrious little animals came up with a plan to prevent their impending extermination. We're small but outgunned, but that has no effect on the strength of collective determination. When the monster returned to continue his ruin, there were no signs of life in the village. But he did find a trail where 100 feet trod. I'll follow it and soon have more to pillage. The animals waited until the monster was in place, then they teased him with screams of sheer terror. He licked his sticky lips and lunged forward in a leap, then gulped hard as he realized its error. Deep into a pit of fire ants he did tumble, so deep that the sun lost its light. When the animals signaled, the armory did march. There was no counting the number of bites. Get your fill, have a feast, the animals cheered, for that monster had thought us quite dense. It's not hand-to-hand combat that trumps a beast, but the power of intellectual self-defense.
That was Carmen Shears, a local poet who performed at the last Expressions in the Dark event. The next one is this weekend, on Sunday. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30. That's at Homespun Republic in Springfield in the Vinegar Hill Mall. More info is at wuis.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.